Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is Russell talking to Diva Marquez, coming to you live, Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We're on blogtalkradio.com, also Instagram tonight. For those of you that are listening, a bit of a late start for this show. This is the latest it has ever went on in a night, and that's on me. We were supposed to get started at 10:30, but I decided I wanted to fall asleep, so that's neither here nor there, I guess. But we're here to talk wrestling. We go jump right into it. There's no opening monologue tonight. We go bring the guys that make this show what it is on right now. We're gonna bring in the senior resident of Wrestle Talking to D, Brother Dom is in the house. What up, Dominic?
What's going on? Yeah, that's me.
What's going on? Somebody told me when you shoot, you don't miss, right?
When Dom shoot, he don't miss.
Yes, sir. And then we got the Big 4 plus 1 himself, the former neighbor, the one and only, Kayvon.
Welcome to the island of relevancy. What is going on? Listen, I'm ready. I'm back at it again with a whole lot more energy. And tonight, it won't be a big 4+1. No, no, no. Tonight, and only tonight, it'll be a big 4+2. Only for tonight, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, we are in for a treat. And lastly, we're bringing on Mr. Exclusive, Mr. Everything, Mr. Know About Everything That Is Everything, Mr. Josh. My man Josh is in the house tonight. What up, Josh?
What's going on, fellas? I'd like to welcome you all to the asylum. I am literally in my man cave, which is deemed the asylum.
Ooh. That's what's up, my
first
guy.
First time.
How you feel? How you feeling about that?
How I feel about y'all being in the asylum? Hey, welcome. Let's get crazy.
All right.
I am cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right now.
Yeah, I'm cuckoo for my woman's puffs. So.
Uh oh. And on that note,
but that's for another show.
Well, it is after midnight, so we can get into some rated R stuff. But anyway, it's time for Kayvon. It's your time. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever, the Big 4+2, where normally it'll be +1, but tonight is something special. Something amazes me on tonight. Number one, Aaliyah. Now, we all seen Naomi help out her team get the victory. Therefore, Aaliyah is out of the Women's Survivor Series taking place on Sunday. Then we have Rey Mysterio. He also got put out of the men's Survivor Series team by taking a massive loss to the almighty Bobby Lashley. Then, of course, we have Big E, who said that he is ready for the Tribal Chief. I want to see that happen go down on Sunday. Then we have Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair is a wonderful superstar. She beat the one and only Tamina. But, of course, now she has to deal with New Drop. Then we have the infamous Roman Reigns, who decimated Xavier Woods, of course, with the help of the Usos. You know, the bloodline got to stay strong. And, of course, he's been crowned king. Now, last but not least, this is going to shock some people. But WWE has released some more superstars by the name of Drake Maverick. Sorry, Martez, but of course, Isaiah Storm Scott, Jackson Riker, John Morrison, Sean Thorne, Tegan Knox, and Top Dollar.
Wow.
Whew. So, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. Hey, listen, that hit-to-head role was a thing, but I guess since they wasn't progressing, WWE had to let them go. And it's sad to see a team fall apart. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Big Four Plus Two. Yes, sir.
So you never know what you go find out in that segment. And guys, I had no idea that they had released more people today. Man. It's terrible. My mind is kind of thrown off now. I'm gonna throw everything over. If somebody else could start off today, the show. I know we were supposed to do that, do the selection show today with the tournament, but I don't know if we're gonna get to that. We can try to, but there's some other things we want to talk about. But I'll let one of you kick it off tonight, and I'll just lay low and pick up where I can. If that's okay.
Hey, you the man with the master plan.
Thanks.
Now, I think with these WWE releases today, I think it's official that Vince McMahon has clearly lost touch of reality. Because, I mean, you bring back John Morrison last year. He literally does the same thing he did with The Miz. Then they feud, and then, of course, they released John Morrison. They did this as the second time they've done it. I think with that, Morrison is too good of a talent to let go, but this just shows that Vince McMahon clearly has no grasp on reality of how to run a business anymore, my personal opinion.
Yeah. You know, and I want to agree with you, man. I am going to agree with you, like – I think his time's out. Time is out for trying to defend Vince McMahon and things that he's doing, because I'm at the point where I'm sick of it, you know. And it's starting to kind of frustrate me and make me angry all at the same time that they're releasing so many talent, you know. He has lost touch of reality. People have been saying that for years. I just didn't want to agree with it. But tonight on Russell Talk of D, I'm going to agree that he has lost touch of reality. Because these releases they're too much, and they're unexplainable.
Yeah. They're gonna say it's because of budget reasons, but we all know it's because the man has no common sense whatsoever. I mean, you bring in an entire group, Hit Row, you bring them up to SmackDown, and then first you let go of probably the person who has the most charisma out of the group, being B-Fab, and then you just like, let's get rid of the whole group. I mean, if you're going to do that, then you should have just let them stay in NXT. And down there, they could have thrived.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I agree 100%.
It's crazy that they want to be the number one promotion in the world, okay, but yet let's take what Taya Valkyrie said. She said, why would you chair a company that doesn't care about, one, their talent, and then, two, what the fans want? Everyone wants to see good wrestling. You know, all right, let's just change for a minute. if you guys saw the AEW Full Gear, that was a phenomenal pay-per-view from beginning to end. But the only thing that WWE is doing properly right now is absolutely kissing their own asses, excuse my language, of they're going to do what they want to do and the hell with what the fans think.
Yep.
I mean, this year alone, they've released so many good talent that why would, if I was a wrestler, I wouldn't want to go work for the WWE because of how they're doing their talent. I mean, that's just my opinion, though.
And then you don't know if it's your day to get released. You just never know. It's like, so you're walking on eggshells, and don't nobody want to work up under an environment where they're not sure if they're going to get the pink slip today or not. And it's just a sad time, man. It's a sad time. I don't know if Dominic is going to jump in, but it's a sad time to be a WWE fan.
Yeah. Excuse me, y'all. I mean, I've been saying it, and I've been saying it. I'm not going to go, you know, with my Stephen A. rant as much. Josh, you said it best. I've been saying it about Vince. Vince has lost touch. He's out of touch. He really don't know who he has besides the ones that really put money in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know his talent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all I have to say. He don't know who he really has.
Mark my words, though. There will be more releases before the end of next week. I guarantee it.
Wow. I wish I could say you're wrong, but I'm not. I wouldn't even bet against you because that's such a high possibility messing with WWE. But, why would you want to be a fan of this company at this point? That's my question to you all. Like, why would you even want to invest your time into superstars that could possibly get released? Because it seems like nobody really is off limits. You got your Romans, you got your Seths, you got your Charlottes, you got your Beckys. Even Sasha, I think they're off limit, but everybody else is fair game. You know, I
take off Sasha, Mark Bez.
Okay, why is that? Because I think she's one of his favorites. But why is that?
I mean, since she's quote unquote maybe a locker room and management favorite, but how the way she, you know, she throws shades as. She wanted to be one of the highest paid, and, you know, then the tweets she had, I mean, well, a while back when Ronda Rousey was there, that she, you know, and stuff. If she keep on having high demands, I think she'll be the next Shell Shocker release. Or every time she wanted to be out of her contract. I mean, if you ask me, does this... It's Roman, and it's Becky Lynch. And y'all, and I'm not trying to be funny. You know, it did kind of come off funny, but seriously, those top five untouchable. Roman, and Becky.
Wow, you being generous by giving that last spot to Becky. I mean, Dominic, I can't even say you wrong in thinking that way because that's legit. Obviously, I think it's a few other people. I think McIntyre is untouchable. I think Bobby Lashley is untouchable. I think, you know, a few other people, but I'm not saying you're wrong for thinking that way. I was just interested to find out why you thought that way.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. what can you really expect from an owner who once, believe it or not, wanted to pitch an idea of an incest program with him and his daughter? I mean, any man who would think of that clearly has no right mind. I think it's time to put, you know, it's time to make McMahon old Yeller, take him out to the pasture and put him out of his misery.
I think. I agree, Josh. He has warmed his welcome, and I'm a McMahon praiser. He's a genius. He's a visionary, but at this state of his life, at the helm of WWE, he is highly inconsistent, and he's what Dominic and Josh said. He's out of touch, and Dominic's been saying it forever, you know, and Josh, you're saying it since you've been on this show. He's out of touch, and it's starting to be hard to defend this guy. I was just defending him on a 6 o'clock show, you know, before I found out about this. I was, because it was some people trying to come after WWE in defense of AEW, but it's hard and it's disappointing, you know. I don't know.
Well, let's not forget about Tegan Knox. I mean, the lady has talent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all they regulated her from NXT, put her in a tag team with Shotzi, and then all of a sudden they turn Shotzi heel, and they're like, oh, we're just going to put Tegan Knox over on Raw, and let's just get rid of her. I'm sitting there thinking, like, this was at one time the lady they were going to have win the inaugural Mae Young Classic. They had high hopes for her, but now they just throw her to the wind like she's nothing. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, obviously you know she's going to AEW. You know that Impact's going to make a play for Morrison. And then anyone who gets Hit Row, hands down, has got a faction right there that they can literally build a tag team division around.
Yep. But check this out, you know, in regards to Hit Row, whoever picks them up, all they need to do is just give them a new name and then pick up where NXT left off with them. Such a simple and easy transition. And secondly, Impact Wrestling needs to scoop all these people up. If they want to be a third option, a serious third option, they need to scoop up as much talent as possible, pull out the checkbook, you know, because I'm hoping that none of these people go to AEW. I think AEW is in a stack right now. And I would love to see these people go over to Impact or NWA for that matter.
NWA would be a good place for Morrison right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He never really got a clean push since coming back, you know. The pandemic hit.
Exactly.
And he was relegated to a comedy act with The Miz. The Miz gets injured. They still haven't found anything for him to do. So I feel like his comeback to WWE was voided. It really wasn't one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look at his first match back. It was the Royal Rumble. He gets in a ring, gets eliminated 10 seconds later. I mean, to me, that right there was the beginning of the end for his second run in the WWE.
Wow, you're going all the way back to that. I feel you.
Yeah, I mean.
Ho. Morrison got the
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You guys talk about people who are untouchable and stuff like that. You know, there are those groups that are untouchable, and I want to say there's at least 10 to 15 I could think of right now. But what about all the other ones? Because, see, believe it or not, in the next year, I believe they're going to get rid of Xavier Woods. They're going to get rid of Kofi Kingston. They're going to get rid of all this great talent for the simple fact because what are you going to do with them? After the King of the Ring tournament, okay, Xavier Woods won. Once that gimmick runs out, what are they going to do? Because they've already had the New Day be heels, be good guys. win the tag team championships. Two of them have won world heavyweight championships. And Vince McMahon does not see Xavier Woods as any kind of champion whatsoever, other than a tag team champion. And that's not fair to Xavier Woods. So he's going to get mixed up in a shuffle, and they're going to release him within the next year. Mark my words.
I could do one better. Next go round of releases, don't be surprised to see Xavier Woods. We don't have to wait for next year. If he keeps tweeting about his money situation or his contract situation, don't be surprised to see Xavier Woods when maybe next month, somewhere next month.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
Surprised.
Yeah. Now, here's a name that hasn't really been mentioned a lot lately, but that's Bayley. A lot of people say she's an untouchable. A lot of people say she's not. I feel that Vince McMahon has the tendency of when someone is injured or playing just they don't have no direction for them, he's like, just get rid of them. And right now, Bayley's injured, and she's going to be out for a little while longer, at least until WrestleMania season, you know, around WrestleMania to be exact. So is she going to be one of the ones let go? I mean, if you look at it, you take in such great talent and you're getting rid of them because you don't want to put no effort into them. I mean, again, if I was a wrestler, WWE would not be a viable option for me, in my opinion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they talk about the. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I just want to answer that question about Bayley. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I would say no, because Bayley, during the pandemic, as far as the females, I think Bayley, if you ask me, Bayley was the MVP for the females. She really carried the females during the pandemic. She was one of my top favorite female wrestlers, performers.
I agree, but let's go Braun Strowman. He was one of the MVPs for the pandemic. He was there pretty much every single time that they said.
Well, I said female. I said female.
Right. No. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, in comparison, let's take Braun Strowman. He was an MVP for the men's side. But the thing is they got rid of him. They got rid of him because he wanted a $1 million contract. And, you know. Remember, I talked to Adam Scherer at Motor City Comic Con. He literally told me why they let him go. They said because his,
no,
they said. Go ahead.
No, I'm not knocking your hustle or saying he didn't. It's just not to be funny. I wouldn't say he was the man MVP.
I don't know. Not the main MVP, but he was one of the MVPs.
I mean, I don't even think. Go ahead, Adama.
I wouldn't even say he was the sixth man.
I'm with Dominic, Joshua. I know we're ganging up on you, but Strowman.
Oh, it's all good.
He had lost any type of buzz, man. Like, Strowman was an afterthought. Now, he. Don't get me wrong. He was still one of their top guys. When you think about big names, you would say Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt. But at the same time, like, Braun Strowman was an afterthought. You know, he wasn't in any special programs, any special feuds. You know, so I'm with you on that, Dominic. That he wasn't really. A factor, you know.
That's true. He wasn't like Roman Reigns and stuff like that, but let's take The Fiend. During the pandemic, The Fiend literally wrestled four times.
Mm-hmm. But
I mean, he was. I will give you, the Fiend was on TV and his character was phenomenal. But on the same hand, I mean, that's why WWE is World Wrestling Entertainment, because you got to have the entertainment. And I mean, I just look at it like this: WWE right now stands for what wrestling. Everybody needs something good, and they ain't got nothing. So, what wrestling expects, I guess. I don't know.
But
yeah,
for Bray Wyatt, here we go. He wrestled 4 times, but he wasn't an afterthought during the pandemic. He was really one of the people. I know, me personally, I tuned in just to gimmick the promo, what they had next installed throughout that whole Mr. Rogers, Bray Wyatt / Fiend. He was really entertaining.
Oh, yeah. You know, but I just look at it like this. At the end of the day, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm fans of some of these people who are getting let go. And they're saying budget cuts. And I know they're trying to feed us a line of garbage to swallow. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, no.
Pork-ish.
Yeah. Oh, I do have a little bit of a surprise for y'all. So the wife, we'll call her Mrs. Exclusive, she has literally ordered a hoodie and a shirt that will have our name and our number and our everything that you can do to talk, to listen to our show or call in. She's got a hoodie and a shirt being made for me as we, well, not as we speak because it's midnight, but you get what I'm saying. Don't get a walking logo for us, fellas.
That's fantastic.
That it is.
That's fantastic, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
We gotta come together, get her a good Christmas present.
We gotta come up with a YouTube page for our stuff. So when we do that, outside in front of Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah. Well, we do have a Open Talk YouTube page, but we don't use it as much. But definitely, we can start something new and start putting our stuff out there, because I rarely use YouTube.
All right.
I know Kayvon has brought up the same thing. So yeah, definitely we can start something new and fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
It's
oh,
a new
so my.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's crazy. But are you ready for my exclusive?
Well, before you do that, we have some exclusive music. Not music, but anyway.
All right, it's all good. Go ahead.
That's it.
All right. Feel like I'm on 60 minutes, but anyhow. The exclusive is, are we seeing the beginning of the end of the bloodline? Roman Reigns' first loss since he came back as the tribal chief was due to because of the Usos interfering. They're starting to put the cracks in the foundation of the bloodline, and mark my words, Roman Reigns will be turning face against the Usos right after WrestleMania. And when The Rock comes back, it will be cousin versus cousin, and that's what's going to make him turn good. That was the exclusive.
That's a heavy, heavy exclusive right there. Heavy. Yeah.
But, hey. Josh, it sounds good, but as listen to sources, The Rock don't know for sure. You know, down the road, will he be able to make, do more wrestling appearances? So.
Well, Only time will tell.
But I often said that to keep this bloodline story going, you know, I was talking about, I think they should try to go get over in New Japan, Fatu and his two boys, the Tonga boys. I think that would be a kind of split the family up, add people, you know, I feel like they should bring back Nia Jax and, you know, have her on the side, you know, if they do get The Rock committed and start, you know, Jacob Fatu from MLW, huh?
Yep. I was, like, a couple weeks ago, I was hoping Samoan Joe, even though he's not a part of their family, but Samoan Joe, they might bring him in to be some kind of enforcer for the group.
Oh, no, Samoa Joe's going to be one of the next ones released.
Say what?
Samoa Joe's going to be one of the next ones released.
I wouldn't be surprised about that, but yeah. So you're probably right, so let's forget that. That's for sure. But Dominic, what you over there saying? Come on. Well, now I'm going to say, that means he about to disagree with what you got to say.
No, yeah. I totally agree.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking, but I this is me being me and y'all, but for real, I totally agree. I think I can go, I can vouch. Look, not Boss, but I understand, Josh. Yeah, it's still like he's the next one. Anybody, long story short, guys, anybody that's not properly used, that's super quiet, and that's an afterthought, you're going to get released.
Oh, then that's half the damn company.
Yeah, and that's what he's trying to do. That is what he's trying to do.
I look at it like this. If you want to release me, but release me on the notion of letting the fans know why you're really releasing me, not feed them a line of crap and say, hey, budget cuts.
He don't want to be the bad guy. He's the villain that's deep down think he's not the bad guy. He's the good guy. He's the hero.
Kind of reminds me of the Chucky doll.
Yeah,
I'm your friend to the end,
and
then he stabs you in the back.
Josh, we're the bad guy. We're the villain.
Hey, the fans are the heels.
We're the heels.
That's how we're getting treated. Yeah, no, see here. Yeah, I'm good at being a heel. Trust me on that. Just ask my wife every time we argue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's face it, though. WWE's heyday was the 90s and the early 2000s. And then for some reason, they wanted to go PG because they said everything is too edgy. No, they went PG after they had no other competition going against them. So they were like, oh, now we can just water down everything and we can get more promos, more subscribers, more people to, you know, like promote us and everything. And I'm sitting there thinking like, yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But at the end of the day, you can't tell me that I'm going to be able to make all this money, get me to sign a contract for 3 to 4 to 5 years, and then in 6 months you release me? I mean, that's just BS.
You're fired.
You want to know a true sign of how Vince McMahon is really losing his mind outside of all these releases? He has hyped AJ Styles up so much since his debut in the WWE, but yet AJ Styles is nowhere to be seen on a Survivor Series pay-per-view at all. That, to me, was that's a bad sign. So is AJ Styles going to be one of the ones let go next? Because, I mean, you got him in an endless tag team. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to jump in. I'm going to let you finish. But I think he's one of the ones that's untouchable, too.
What?
Yeah, you know
what? Are you smoking pot? Are you high? He is high.
No,
good guy.
Thomas, you don't think AJ Styles is one of the Vince McMahon guys? Are you kidding? Like, he's one of the few people that. What? Why? Why not?
No.
He's one of the few.
He's not. He was everybody else, guys. He was, like I said, prior. Vince McMahon, personally, it's not his guy, but financially and just dealership that he somewhat listens to, that his students and other people listen to, yes, he's the guy to them to. And he's like the fourth string quarterback.
Okay.
Something like that. He's not his go.
Dominic, you have to shame yourself tonight, man.
I'm trying to shame myself.
Come on, fourth string quarterback.
He's a fourth string quarterback.
Wow.
That's a bad position to be in because you never get to play unless you're in practice. That sucks.
Well, he's just waiting for his time.
You talking about practice? Not a
right.
game.
Here's, yeah, practice. I played football in high school.
Practice?
Fourth string quarterbacks don't do nothing but play practice.
We talking about practice. Not a game.
Like
not a game. We talking about practice. Practice, man. I mean, how silly is that?
Well, if you're saying he's fourth string, you might as well just relegate him to being a freaking manager.
Right, that's unfair. Like, pretty much the kitchen manager. He made practice one day. maybe one or two days, and then the rest of the day he's the equipment manager.
What? He's a water boy.
Say why? Why they dogging out my man AJ Styles, man? He's a Vince McMahon guy. Come on.
If you look at it, they do have a point. I mean, you know, AJ Styles is what Omos. Look, I'm just saying they got a point. AJ Styles is what Omos. You see Omos doing most of the work, and you see AJ Styles managing Omos. So, I mean, technically, they got a point. I got to give it to him, because I got to.
All right, Kayvon, I got you. But, okay, AJ Styles is going to fall out of his – okay, he's in the twilight of his career. He doesn't really need to do anything at this point. You know, and he's doing what a veteran is, I guess, supposed to do. He's helping younger talent, like Omos. But all I'm trying to say is when I think about AJ Styles and his career in WWE, it seems like Vince McMahon, they like him. Everybody that comes to WWE doesn't get that kind of treatment. Like AJ Styles is one of the few people that came over from TNA or Impact that really flourished in that company. So that's why I'm saying that he's one of those Vince guys. That's why I believe it.
He flourished, but like I said, seriously, I don't think Vince really, really care for him. It's just
gotcha.
The fact that when Vince was hearing about this so-called other promotion was coming along, he knew he had to somewhat bribe or get some of these competitions that everybody was bringing to him to keep from going to that so-called, which we know now, AEW, to start up, to grab a lot of these people and, you know, certain ones that certain tier, like throw money and promise him this, that, and third, but they're not keeping his promise.
Right.
You know, that
right.
was pretty much, I feel like, you know, on the realness, though. I mean, I'm not saying AJ Styles is not phenomenal. I love AJ Styles, but from this point of mind, of what I said a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he's like his fourth string go-to quarterback. You know, I'm being dead serious, though, on that part. No.
I'll say this. When AJ Styles first came to the WWE, he was very much protected in the manner of they were going to build around him for at least SmackDown or Raw, whichever one he landed on. So I'll give you that. I will say AJ Styles is not a four-string quarterback. I will say he is the backup for the starter, so he's second string for the simple fact because AJ Styles will get in there. It doesn't matter who it's with. He'll wrestle whoever. And I agree with Martez that, you know, he is in the role that he should be in where he is helping the younger talent. I mean, I hope and wish that they get him with someone different than Omos because I don't see Omos really doing too much other than being, you know, this generation
right.
Elegante or anything like
right.
that.
Yeah, but,
right.
But I do say AJ Styles for now, I will say he is a Vince McMahon guy, but I will also say Vince McMahon can change his mind in a like the flip of a dime. It doesn't matter. He can
right.
he like you one day and not like you the next day.
True.
That's
true.
Right. I may be blowing it out of proportion, but that's pretty much where I'm headed towards. Like, yeah, the metaphor is he's the fourth string quarterback.
No,
you know,
but,
like
but
maybe,
you...
yeah.
Huh? No, but I think that's – I mean, obviously, I'm Team AJ right now, but that assessment I totally get, Dominic. You know, even though I don't agree with you, but I totally get it. Like, he's fourth stringing right now. He really is when you think about it. But I think he's going to be
yeah.
involved in a – he got one more title push. I think they're saving us
right.
for another AJ Styles title run at some point. I could just feel it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be – him winning the Money in the Bank, or he's winning the Royal Rumble. But mark my word, he's getting one more run, you know, before he gets out of
yeah.
WWE. I think he maybe have like a couple years left on a contract. If that, I think he gets one more run, and that'll be a big thank you to them. I mean, big thank you to them, to him, you know, for him being such a loyal guy. Because when you think about it, and this is going to open up another conversation, he's been with WWE a while now, and I forget that he was an Impact guy. He's been with WWE, and he's done well there so much that I look at him as a WWE guy and not as an Impact guy. And I never thought I would say that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, if you've been paying attention to their matches, he and Omos, they've been teasing tension between the two of them. So they're going to eventually turn AJ Styles good. And he's going to have a feud with Omos, but here's what's going to happen. They're going to rehash Shawn Michaels and Diesel, but only instead of him getting the big bad guy and Sid Vicious, they're going to give him another big good guy who, in my opinion, I would say bring in someone who's a virtual unknown. Because if you bring in anyone who's well-known or if you bring in anyone from NXT, they're going to get buried so quick, so fast. So I say bring in an unknown and just build that character up and let
right.
AJ help them get built up. That's what I see
mm-hmm.
happening.
Yeah.
I can somewhat see that. But I truly feel like they're going to go to NXT.
Yeah, they are. As long as they don't get Brick Brocker or Brock, whatever, the Steiner son, as long as they don't get him, that dude sucks.
Oh, no, Brock, what? Are you high?
He is
are
a complete ripoff.
Josh?
He is, hey, you know what? I'm so high, I'm grounded. But anyhow, no, I'm not high at all. But anyhow. He is a complete ripoff of Rick and Scott Steiner put together. I am sick of them rehashing everything from, like, the 80s and 90s. Bring something new in. I mean, he comes in and everyone's like, oh, Big Papa Pump and all this. I'm like, oh, get this dude off my screen, man.
You're not a fan of Ron Breaker?
I mean, hell no.
Oh my god.
We have an irritable Russell talking to D tonight for some reason. or maybe
well,
crazy.
All right, let's look. let's look at it like this.
The name Brown Breaker annoys me.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, with a name like Breaker, they're like, oh, he's going to be unbreakable. Come on, I already see the catch lines going. just give him a shirt saying unbreakable, and then, you know, fans are going to go out and buy it just because, you know, they feed into the propaganda of the silly and stupid.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of Brown Breaker. I mean, they could have did better with the name. That's my only flaw.
I mean, he looks like Rick Steiner, but he acts like Scott Steiner. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, if I want to see the Steiner brothers, I'll just go back to watch the 80s and 90s.
But, I mean, that's what they're trying to do. That's what Vince – come on, guys. Don't be silly. That's what Vince is trying to do. These generations,
yeah.
You know, are just, you know, creatives who don't know the younger demographic audience who don't know nothing about the Steiners without, you know, he, oh, well, you know, someone using the name is still trying to call themselves being relevant. That's why they gave him the name Ron Breaker, but somewhat the whole format of his dad and uncle, you know, in a 2021 perspective. You know,
I got a question for you, Dom.
Yeah.
All right, if Vince McMahon likes the Steiners so much, why ain't they in the Hall of Fame?
Because they didn't kiss his ass yet. Next question.
Yeah. Here, this is what's going to happen. They're going to build Brown Breaker. They're going to build him up so much, put him on the main roster, and then you're going to get breaking news. We have released Bron Breakker.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words. He's going to get brought up to the main roster, and a month later they're going to release him because they don't know what to do with nobody.
I truly see that's a Vince McMahon guy. That's a new up-and-coming Vince McMahon guy.
Nah, I got to say you're high on that one.
That's okay. I know Vince. He is a Vince McMahon guy. Mark,
I don't know
trust
if they will
me. I'm not saying that like I'm totally approved or like I'm someone on the bandwagon. Like I said, I do. I'm kind of liking him, but the irony, yeah. He that's what Vince McMahon wants. He wants guys like that.
Oh, yeah, he always likes the big guys. It's like he's got a fetish for them or something.
You know, the big guys that can move, that can talk, that can be a powerhouse, who got charisma, and, you know, who can...
Oh, he ain't got charisma.
Can, you know, look. Just go with me, Josh. And Vince McMahon, he does. Shit. I mean.
It's all good. Yeah. Well, see, who knows? Maybe Brown Breaker could be the next Goldberg. You never know.
Yes, he is.
Man.
Wink, wink. Wink, you heard me quote, wink, wink. Wink, wink. Stay tuned in another 3 more years, late boys and girls.
So what do you guys think of the on-again, off-again push of Liv Morgan?
Go ahead, Kayvon.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Liv Morgan, she's a wonderful superstar. I mean, she has assets that I adore. I can't even tell you what they are, but she's pretty cool. But the off and on with Liv Morgan, I mean, come on. Y'all need to build Liv Morgan up. I mean, y'all, WWE is doing a good job. They're doing a fantastic job putting her, setting up her with Becky Lynch. But we don't really get to see her, like, you know, be vicious. Like she, we all know Liv Morgan could be vicious. We need that. But WWE is not allowing her to be vicious. Like, they, how can I put this so where the kids can understand? they are making her feel like she's a stalker. That's what the kids will say nowadays. They're making her a stalker, like just watching every move that Becky does, which is fine, but. Yeah, no, not at all.
Hey,
here's. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was say I got a front row seat for this. I'm pretty happy about this recent push for Liv Morgan. I think this is the push. I think they wouldn't thrust her in this kind of a spotlight if they wasn't going to push her. So, I wanted her to win the Royal Rumble and then go into WrestleMania to face a champion. But maybe they want to give her the belt now, and I'm okay with that too. But I think this is the push where Liv Morgan finally gets that notch up,
top
spot. So yeah, I'm here for this push.
All right. Now, see, here's my thing. With Liv Morgan, she's literally done pretty much everything that the WWE has asked her to do. They said, you don't have enough talent to be by yourself, so we're putting you in the Riot Squad, okay? Then you're not good enough to be by yourself, so we're going to put you back in the Riot Squad. Now all of a sudden it's like she's finally coming into her own. I do agree with Kayvon. She needs to be more vicious, but I will say they need to let her off of her leash and be her own character and develop who she wants to be. And throughout this process with Becky Lynch, I can see the little things that are starting to appear, like how she's starting to be a little bit more vicious, but not enough. So I like the push. I've always been a big component for Liv Morgan, but they have to do it properly because all it takes is one little slip up and then, oh, nope, time for her to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I truly agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you can have one foot in the door while the other foot is going out the door. So, I mean, with the WWE, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, the one thing you can guarantee that is always going to happen is you're going to have some cranky old man running the show. So, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, if you just give a little bit more freedom to these people, I guarantee your product will be top brand again. But until you do that, it's all about relevancy. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's getting crazy because they've released so much good talent this year. It's like now they had no choice but to depend on the talent that they have that they've been pushing.
Yeah. And I think as I don't know if we said this last week, but that was the point where they just started signing anybody and everybody. And I think the pandemic showed that they didn't need all these wrestlers that's not doing anything at the moment. So in a way, there's a part of me that's okay with them condensing the roster because they got too many people as is. They still got too many people, you know. But we shall see what happens. We shall see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to get crazy because all I know is if they say the Street Profits are in the next group that get eliminated or that get a release, I think I'm done with WWE.
You know, I'm pretty much with you on that too because we can only take so much.
I don't see the Street Profits. I get what you're saying, Josh, but I don't know. I think they're somewhat on Vince's good side right
yep.
now.
Yeah.
You know, as far as a traditional tag team, because like I said, right now it seems like right now in WWE, like I said, tag team is like a sports team right now, a bad losing sports team. It's in rebuild mode. So,
right. So they're like the Vince Detroit Lions?
Yes, sir. Yeah, seriously. Of course, that tag team duo, that kid, that's what Vince is looking for, that everybody friendly, that you can easily market, good look, et cetera. Right now, the Street Profits is the new up-and-coming tag team that's, you know, you see them on promotions and you could put on posters, cereal boxes, or, you know, do et cetera, et cetera. I don't see.
But you also got to keep in mind that – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I think I lost my train of thought in the midst of that. So go ahead.
But you got to keep in mind, Dom, Vince McMahon has gone on, you know, like record many times saying he does not like tag team wrestling. And as a matter of fact, this past year's draft, just a few months ago, he wanted to break the Street Profits up. But the other people that are the higher-ups with McMahon told them no. So, I mean, he doesn't like tag teams at all.
Yeah. And that's the reason why we have a lot of comedy acts / Abbott Costello / Odd Couple tag teams right now in the WWE.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
I can see the Viking Raiders, they do nothing for me. Much like Bron Breakker does nothing for you, Josh, the Viking Raiders does nothing for me, so they can go. Bobby Roode can go.
I agree,
Martez. Like you hit it on the spot because you can't really. I'm trying to put it in perspective. Like if I was Vince McMahon, like and I'm not disagreeing. I 1000% agree with you, Martez. Like Viking Raiders, like they was another act that Vince hurt. You know, somebody persuaded Vince to get, and you know once you know he saw them and didn't have no big plans for them, and they you know as you see what's going on, they're more likely. I see them getting the both dead Street Profits.
Now I
do see them maybe at a point splitting up because they both look like they could both, you know, be amazing solo acts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see.
I had to say that if they split up the Street Profits, Montez Ford, hands down. They're gonna make something out of him.
Yeah.
Just because Vince McMahon likes him, so.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because, like I said, because he's so much been, you know, an advocate. You know, he's on, you know, billboards, you know, promotions, you know him being a former, you know, military guy, you know, when they do support the troops and the COVID commercials, like he's a talking, articulate, you know, he just got an image that, you know, Vince do like. So that's what I'm thinking from a bike and marketing perspective, so, as well with some of these wrestlers. Yeah, of course, and you know, but I like what's the name too, and I don't want to even say it like that. What's the name? But oh, Angelo Dawkins. if they would have broke them up earlier, I really saw Angelo Dawkins as part of Hit Row. I would have saw him if they would have repackaged him. He would have been as well a member of Hit Row.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
I just think that I hope they don't bring back, you know, like Brawl for All. If they bring that back, I'm done.
Because
that was when Vince McMahon had no idea what to do with wrestling, so he just put boxing gloves on people and said, "Hey, go out there and beat the hell out of each other, and whoever wins, wins."
Oh. No, that was the idea, I think, of the wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, third.
Yeah, I remember it, but I was trying to think about, like, I did get a brain apart, like, was that a pay-per-view or that was a special event?
That was a waste of time.
And more than a waste of time, that was almost the whole fucking roster. Oops, sorry, the whole roster.
Welcome to the Rated R show.
The whole roster was about to be out. Shoot.
It ain't a show unless you drop an F-bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, like, my God.
People had got a legit injuries and almost lost, almost. And I mean, one of the ticklers, Dr. Dell, you know, his wrestling career was over because of that.
I thought Dr. Dell's career was almost over once he got to the WWF, E, whatever you want to call it back then.
No, I think he had got from that Brock Wall, he suffered a major injury. I know Godfather did. Yeah, just about everybody said who participated. Branshaw, remember Branshaw had a concussion?
Oh, yeah.
Bart Gunn, I think he was. Yeah, well, yeah. That was a dangerous idea.
Yeah. just like the Diva Search was a dangerous idea, because all they wanted to do was get all these women that didn't know what to do in the ring and sign them to multi-year contracts. I'm like, come on, really? If I want to see that, I just buy a Playboy.
I mean, I won't say that was dangerous. That was just entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I lost some brain cells watching that stuff, man. It's like, oh, what can you do? Can you wrestle? No. You could perform in a freaking bikini. Okay, go out there and do your thing. Come on, man.
Honestly,
I mean,
Go ahead and wrap up, Josh. I had something to say after you say that.
Oh no, I was good.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna jump into the Big 4+1. I want to make a quick announcement about Sunday, and then because I know we don't have much time left, but we can at least try to get into that the tournament, at least talk about it, the entrance tournament. Y'all want to do that?
Let's
sure
do
enough.
It.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Driver Chief is back. And welcome back to, of course, the Big 4+2. The one night only, though. Aaliyah has been replaced by Toni Storm. They took to social media earlier today, or I think it was sometime this week, and Toni Storm has replaced Aaliyah. But Rey Mysterio, however, is out of the men's Survivor Series team. We shall find out later on today who will be replacing Rey. No, we already found out. Austin Theory. My bad. Sorry, y'all. Austin Theory has replaced Rey Mysterio. Big E. Big E said he's going to whoop Roman's butt. In Survivor Series, or at Survivor Series. I want to see how that match is going to go down. Then, of course, we have Bianca Belair, who has defeated Tamina. Can you believe it? That big, strong girl. But now she has to deal with D-Block. Another up-and-comer who I believe she can't handle Bianca, but she can try. Then we have Roman Reigns. He is now the king of SmackDown after he beat King Woods with the help of the Usos. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have some WWE releases. Hit Row is released. The whole team, that's my favorite team too, I'm so sorry. Then we have Drake Maverick, Jackson Riker, John Morrison, Shane Thorne, and Tegan Knox. All wonderful superstars in the professional wrestling world if the WWE knew what to do with them. Unlike NXT. NXT know how to use their superstars. I'm just saying. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Big 4+2 One Night Only Special Edition. Next week, we will be back with the Big 4+1. Ladies and gentlemen, over and out. Back to you, Martez. Yeah.
Thank you, Kayvon. Another stellar Big 4+2 today. Coming up this Sunday, the Macho Ghost will be returning, and Coco T. Ware. They are coming together to do a quick Survivor Series pre-show. We haven't scheduled a time yet, so they're going to be coming together to do that this Sunday. Once we get a time nailed down, then we'll put it out on Facebook and other social places. I know, Josh, I know, I think Kayvon, too, you all wanted to do a pre-show, so if you want to do something this Sunday, too, before they go on, we can all talk about that. I don't know what Dominic is doing, but we could definitely do something, too. But I just wanted to make that announcement.
W-O-R-K.
Oh, yeah. That cancels you out. I got you. we'll talk about that. We'll talk about if you guys want to do something behind the scenes, I guess. Earlier this week, we talked about doing a tournament. The top 64 interests, musics, whatever, however you want to categorize it. We talked about and we agreed to do a tournament. So today, we can try to get through our selections, or we could just get through a few selections, or I don't know how you all want to do this, but because we only got 20 minutes. We only scheduled the show for an hour and a half tonight, and it's 20 minutes to go. So how do you all want to play this? Do you want to try to get to everybody's bracket, or just do a little bit of it?
There's four of us. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Each of us get 5 minutes.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Who would like to go first?
Let's go with the big dog. I mean, I'm good. I'll go fourth.
Oh, you want to be the fourth string quarterback?
I'm
just playing. It's all respect, my friend.
No, seriously, I think I'll go for it because I haven't really been doing my homework. So
okay.
Can you pass on me, Mr. Crabtree? I didn't do my homework.
We got you, Don. We got you.
All right. Well, I will start off first. All right. Are we ready?
Yep.
All right. 5 minutes on the clock. Okay. First up, I have Roman Reigns' new entrance. Second, I have Seth Rollins' new theme song. Now, some people might be offended, but I have Batista, I Walk Alone entrance. I don't care nobody say that entrance is fire. Then, of course, honoring Coco T-Ware, I have I Am a Real American by Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio entrance, Keith Lee's entrance, the old one, the before Bearcat Lee. Then I have the Usos. Yeah. Then I have It's the New Day. Yes, it is. Jeff Hardy, No More Words. Yeah. Then I have Cult of Personality, CM Punk, I believe. Kofi Kingston's theme song, 2018 to 2014. The theme song was called SOS. That theme song just, whew, man. Then you have Biggie Langston, third theme song, Need Five. Yeah, that's right. Then at number 13, we have Bad Bunny, Booker T. Whew. Then we have Sami Zayn, theme song, if you heard it, fans went wild. Then you have Christian, Just Close Your Eyes. See, I've done my research, man. I'm going back old school. Sorry, folks. Not last, but not least, I think this theme song, of course, will beat everybody's theme song on this place. But 1991 to 2001, The Rock's 19th theme song, Know Your Role. That's it.
That's a good list. I got to use some of my backups because you took some of mine, but it's all good. It's all good. All right. Is it okay if I go?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Number one. You hear the glass, that's your ass. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Number two, Sexy Boy by Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
Number three, The Undertaker's Gong, the original gong, 1989. Number four, The Game, Triple H. Number five, King of Kings, Triple H. Number six, Self High Five by Diamond Dallas Page for WCW. Number seven, What a Rush, The Legion of Doom. Number eight, Voices for Randy Orton. Number nine, Perfection for Mr. Perfect. Number 10, Viva La Raza, Eddie Guerrero. Number 11, even though I hate this guy, No Chance in Hell, Mr. McMahon.
Oh, wow.
Number 12, One and Only for Ricochet. Now, here comes the interesting ones. Number 13, Who I Am for China. Ooh. Number 14, bad reputation for Ronda Rousey. Ooh. Number 15, brutality for Rhea Ripley. And last, but certainly not least, stars in the night for Paige.
Oh,
that's my
wow.
16.
Oh,
wow.
That's y'all got a lot of y'all got a good bracket. Like, now, Josh, you definitely picked a few of my selections, so I'm gonna have to figure out something on the fly. We gonna get into it right now. All right, number one, NWO. Number two, it's supposed to be the Undertaker, but number two, Goldberg. Number three, Trish Stratus. Number four, Lita. Number five, the Ultimate Warrior. Number six, the Shield. Number seven, John Cena, his latest entrance music. Number eight, John Cena, the Dr. Thugonomics entrance. Number nine, the Macho Man. Number 10, Sasha Banks, the original Sasha Banks. Number 11, Shane McMahon. Number 12, Bray Wyatt. Number 13, Kane. Number 14, Enzo. Enzo and Big Cass. Now I didn't have any backups, but I'm gonna have to think of two more on the fly.
Tell you what, Martez. I'll give you the Undertaker because I do have some backups. I'll give you the Undertaker. You can have the Undertaker.
You sure, man? I don't want to do you like that because.
Go ahead because. My backup for the Undertaker, which I will put in replace of him, is the Macho Man Randy Savage.
But you know, I already picked Macho Man.
Oh fuck! Oh, excuse my language.
Wow!
I'll go.
Wow, wilding out tonight. But just keep.
I'll go. We're coming down for the Dudley Boys. The Dudley Boys theme song from when they came back. We're coming down.
Uh-oh.
You can still have the Undertaker because I'm not I don't Indian give.
Okay. Appreciate it. And thank you, Brother Josh. And then number 16 is the bad guy, Razor Ramon.
Oh,
ooh, that's a good one. We done heard two F-bombs tonight. My bad.
Yeah. Good thing this is overnight, you know.
My bad.
You ready, Dom?
Keep it PG.
I didn't say it.
Dom, are you ready?
Ready for what?
that means you're not ready. You're not.
How about we get Dom until next Tuesday?
That'll work.
Wait a minute. Let me see what I got. What I got? One, two. I'm gonna freestyle the rest. Right. I think I got eight. My number one was Bret Hart. My number two was Dudley Boys, the original Dudley Boys. Can I have that one?
Yeah, because mine was their third sound, their third entrance, so I don't have the original entrance.
My number three, D'Lo Brown.
Oh.
I'm not going to embarrass myself. Try to wrap it. My number four was, believe it or not, Chris Jericho break down the wall. My number five was, did somebody say Big Daddy Cool?
Nope.
Yeah, the Big Daddy Cool, no, Monster Truck theme song. The my number six, the New Age Outlaw. Of course, that should have been higher. Oh, you didn't know? my number seven, X-Pac theme song. My number eight, anybody say NWO, the original NWO theme song?
Yep, Martez did.
Did anybody say Wolfpack? The Wolfpack theme song. Boom, 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 boom. Wolfpack, back. Yeah. The Wolfpack. Ooh, this is hard. This is hard work, guys. Yeah. For the day,
I'll take wrestling theme songs for 500, Alex.
What was another good one? Did anybody say The Big Show?
Nope.
I'll take The Big Show. Think, well, it's The Big Show. That one. Mankind's second theme song with the car crashing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, DX. The DX theme song. Did anybody say that one?
That was the one you chose that no one else could pick, so no one got that one.
Okay, yep, DX. Oh, God, okay. Oh, the Nation of Domination theme song, seeing my, I forgot the two duos. Yeah, the Nation of Domination. Thing song. Okay. Well, I need four more to go.
Yep.
One more to go. Okay, so it's okay. I said Mankind. How about Cactus Jack theme song?
Nobody got
yep,
that one.
Yep, Cactus Jack. I read out of time.
Yeah, but if the courts allow, I will give you an extra 3 minutes. If the courts allow. That would
okay.
be up to Judge Martinez.
Oh, yeah, I had to turn my microphone back on. That's approved. We
okay.
got about 4 minutes.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right,
oh, okay.
my Honor. I mean, Your Honor.
I'm just another man.
All right, Your Honor.
Go on, Dominic.
I'm trying to think.
You want me to name some off for you, Dom?
No. You ain't going to be crazy. Get this. No. No.
Okay,
no,
cause,
no.
Yeah. Hey, you do what you got to do, brother.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. Man. I'm trying to think of somebody. Like, who is my favorite? Just Westbrook. Yeah, that didn't help whoever. Can I use New Jack, natural born killer?
I ain't against that.
I'm not either.
New Jack. Mm-hmm. New Jack Natural Born Killers there. Three more. Did anybody use Gold Dust? Original theme song, Shattered Glass.
No. Goldust. Nope.
Well, Goldust it is.
Ooh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, two more. You can do it, Bobby. Okay. This must be a last of stock one. I'm just purposely do this one. The theme song to Billy and Chuck.
All right, no one chose that one.
Yeah, I know ain't nobody chose that one. Man, all right, last one. This is the one, y'all. This is the one I gotta make it count. Make it hot.
Mm-hmm.
Take to the top. Miss Diddy want to remix this one. Oh, I got one. I ain't going to go that far for what I just said, but this was my favorite. And you guys are about to laugh. Billy Gunn, Ass Man. That's the final one.
Because I'm an ass man.
All right. Those are good choices, though. I'm not going to lie. The Chuck and Billy one is kind of questionable, but, I mean, it is what it is.
Hey, I'm being funny off of that one.
Okay.
I know that one.
You being funny, but you're not being funny.
I'm just having a little fun. Just having a little fun, guys.
All right. We got started late, but nonetheless, this was another fantastic show. Gosh, we just keep getting better and better as the weeks progress. So next week we'll try to be on time. That's my fault. I fell asleep. Anyway, any final thoughts before we head out tonight? Because I got nothing.
Well, so far, my final thoughts is I believe, it don't got to be true, but I believe I've won this tournament. I'm just saying, hands down, I'm just saying. That's it.
Hey, I guess we'll find out starting next week. but a few things. I don't know if we're going to be able to link up Sunday, but if we are, that'd be cool to do our own kind of pre-show. But I am looking forward to Charlotte and Becky. I don't know if this is a work or a true dislike between these two. Nonetheless, I'm ready for this match, and that's my final thought for tonight. So
my final thought is Survivor Series Sunday. Who's going to have brand supremacy? And let's find out if the Reigns is going to rule or if he's going to drool to Big E.
You can't stop the rain.
Ah.
You can't stop the rain. When it stops,
hey,
it
can't rain all the time.
You can't stop the rain.
One question though. The tournament starts Tuesday. Is it one song per person each week until we are down to the finals, or how does that work?
That's how I initially envisioned it. But if y'all want, we can go through the whole tournament next week through the show. But it's up to us. We can figure it out in the group chat. But I honestly want to do it week by week.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. For Dominic, Kayvon, and Josh, we want to thank everybody for listening to Wrestle Talk. Indeed, those of you that listen on Instagram, on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for joining us once again. We'll see you next Tuesday. We don't know what time, but we'll see you next Tuesday. Or definitely not Thursday, because Thanksgiving is Thursday. But we'll see you next Tuesday. Have a good night.
Peace.
Wolfpack is back over mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys are wrestling. Just in competition when the war is their mission. Not no mercy. See the rain flood the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. It'll prove a point. Number one, to believe that.